Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. The federal government will unveil plans to re-engage Australia's migration policy today as the nation reopens its international borders. While no date has been provided, the plan involves 200,000 extra skilled migrants, students and other visa holders being granted entry. The leader of the government in the Senate, Simon Birmingham, says international students will be back for the start of the 2022 university year. SBS World News has been told that Afghans seeking humanitarian visas will have more opportunities to seek resettlement in Australia. Business groups and some states have been urging a dramatic increase in migration to fill critical skill shortages and support the nation's economy. Victoria has recorded 1,029 new coronavirus cases and 3 deaths. It comes as the state closes in on its 90% double dose vaccination target for people aged 12 and older. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded 180 new COVID-19 cases and 1 death, with 91.8% of people aged 16 and older fully vaccinated. New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says officials are aware of COVID-19 cases emerging in schools.
So we're urging people, particularly parents, to remain vigilant about symptoms in children, which can be quite mild. And if your child does get any symptoms, please keep them away from school.
SBS is launching a new free-to-air TV news channel, expanding the broadcaster's services to multilingual audiences. As well as news programs from international broadcasters, which are currently part of SBS World Watch on the network's main channel and SBS Viceland, local news bulletins in Arabic and Mandarin will be produced and shown in prime time. The new channel will be known as SBS World Watch. SBS Managing Director James Taylor says the launch of the new channel, along with the creation of the 2 in-language local TV news bulletins, demonstrates the organisation's commitment to the core services that SBS provides. To sport. Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai had a video call on Sunday with the president of the International Olympic Committee and told him she was safe and well after Western governments expressed concern for her well-being. Photos and videos of Peng at a children's tournament in Beijing published earlier in the day had done little to ease concerns following a nearly 3-week public absence after she alleged that a former senior Chinese official sexually assaulted her. In a statement, the IOC said Peng began the 30-minute call with its president, Thomas Bach, by thanking the Olympic organisation for its concern. She explained that she was living at her home in Beijing and would like to have her privacy respected at this time, but says she will continue to be involved in tennis. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephanie Corsetti.